You're listening to episode 44 of the FitzPro podcast, and today we are talking about what I consider to be the three biggest health factors. And I will explain in the episode why I came up with that name, because it could be so many things. But these are the three areas of your life, I think, that can have the easiest and biggest effect on your overall health. So, you might have heard these before, you might hear them and think, oh, well, duh, but please listen to the whole podcast. It is not a long one, and there's a lot of takeaways. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitzpo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. I called this episode The Three Biggest Health Factors because it could have been titled The Three Factors Affecting Health, Affecting Your Training Results, Affecting the Quality of Your Life, Affecting Your Energy Levels, Sleep, Hormones, and literally everything, every aspect of health and probably of your life. So I decided on The Three Biggest Health Factors, period. It's a weird title, but it's also the truth. If you are measuring nothing in regards to your health right now, or if you're only tracking, you know, your workouts per se, I am going to encourage you to start tracking at least one of these factors after this episode. You know I like to give you actionable takeaways. I am here for the improvement of human beings, not to talk into a microphone under a freaking blanket, just to hear my own voice. And yes, if you don't know, I record all of my podcasts under a blanket fort because it improves the quality of the sound so much. Also, these are simple. These factors that I'm going to give you are simple. You've likely heard them before. Please do not dismiss them. Ask yourself how you are doing in each of these areas. It matters and it makes a difference, like I said, across all of your health. Okay, so number one, and these are not in any specific order, by the way. Number one is your sleep. I know, don't turn the episode off. Stay with me. Get your freaking sleep. You've heard that you need 8 to 10 hours or 7 to 9 hours, whatever, 7 to 10 hours, okay? Yes, science shows that generally humans function optimally with somewhere between 7 to 10 hours of sleep. Science also shows that women typically require more sleep than men, which I, for one, am all about because I love sleep and definitely lean more towards that 10-hour mark. Like 9 hours is what my body would prefer to sleep every night if I didn't have to wake up or set an alarm, which I don't. So that's how I know that. I am all about making my waking hours more efficient so that I can get my optimal sleep at night because that's what I enjoy having. But it's not all about the duration of your sleep, rather your quality of sleep. And that's an important point here. I am sure that you have slept for 8 to 10 hours before sometime in your life, but you wake up 5 times during the night and you feel restless. That is not the kind of 8 to 10 hours that these studies, that these sleep studies are suggesting you get. I loved the way that a professor of mine in college worded this. So he said, if you are sleeping 8 hours a night, but you miss 1 hour every night of the week, so you sleep for 7 hours a night instead of 8, you miss 7 total hours of sleep that week, nearly a full night of sleep. And if you're like me, you feel that. Like, can you function? Absolutely, right? 7 hours of sleep is not bad. But will you possibly catch a cold or be tired when 2 to 4 p.m. hits? 100% for me. Anyway, this is also why I encourage you to track your sleep, because reality is often different than our perception when it comes to most things regarding our health. Now, I understand that some people do not have the luxury to get 8 to 10 hours per night, right? I understand that. I'm not saying that, you know, a mom with a new baby or somebody that works night shift or swing shift needs to get 8 to 10 hours. Do we work best typically, you know, 80% of humans? Yes, but that doesn't mean the effort to improve your sleep quality or consistency should stop, right? So even if you can't get 8 to 10 hours, how can you improve your sleep? Could you get one more hour per night? Could you somehow improve the quality of your sleep so that you can function at a, you know, more optimal level? Because that is the goal. Really, number 2 and 3 affect your sleep as well when we get into those, but we'll do that soon enough. So start by tracking your sleep. You can do this manually if you want to do it in a notebook or a chart. But if you can afford it, which I do realize there's some privilege here, there are watches like Fitbit or the Polar Heart Rate watches that will track your sleep duration and the quality of sleep for you. If you use anything to track your cycle, so if you use like an Ava watch or an Aura ring, that will also give you all of that information as far as the quality of your sleep and even your readiness on those. So you'll get like your heart rate variability as well, which is really fun if you can afford that. I'm sure there are probably apps now that track your sleep without any gadgets as well, like not having to wear a watch or anything like that when you're sleeping. Maybe not, but it is worth researching if you can't afford one of those watches or bands or something that does track your sleep for you. When you track things, you can improve them. That's why I want you to track your sleep. What we measure, we can manage. So track your sleep, look for ways you can get more high quality sleep. Since coming home from the world travels, I have continued 2 things that we picked up while sleeping in establishments around the world. Earplugs is one of them. I wear earplugs every night now, and eye masks. I didn't use either of those things before we left, and now I absolutely swear by them. I shared the earplugs on Instagram, but I may add them to my Amazon page as well. Look for those in the show notes. I will likely add them. They're softer than the ones that you would use for like a shooting range and things like that. They're less aggressive and more spongy, but they still work really well. What do earplugs and eye masks do for you? They eliminate distractions for your body to be awakened by. So they get you into a rhythm with your sleep, into that deep sleep that you want and need. But do what works for you. Just know sleep is your body's time to recover on all physiological levels. So if your sleep is crappy, so is your recovery. And likely your hormone function, your immune system, and just literally all of the things. If you prioritize any of these, prioritize your sleep. I will also say that some people really don't require 7 to 10 hours. We are not robots. We're not all the same. So get what feels good for you. Just make sure that it is quality. On to number 2, getting enough fuel and water. Yes, I say enough. You might be surprised how many active women are under eating and how that negatively affects their protein synthesis, their muscle growth and management, sleep quality, immune function, and hormone balance. Under eating is no joke, and I speak from experience. Under eating plus high stress in my early years of college led to hormonal acne, insane levels of muscle soreness without gaining strength, right? Without actually recovering and adapting to that stimulus. And I was sick all the time. My immune system was non-existent. I actually had one of my professors tell me that he suggested I see an immunologist because of how often I had a cold or an infection or was sick. It was terrible, and I just needed to stop working out at 5 a.m. on 6 hours of sleep and eating a fourth of a cup of cottage cheese and a banana as my post-workout meal. I was missing so much information. I was so misinformed as a 19-year-old trainee. So took a few nutrition classes and started to read more about powerlifting and bodybuilding. Although I never competed in or had interest in competing in either one of those sports, I did train in a similar manner. So it benefited me to, you know, hang out on T-Nation and bodybuilding.com and read about macronutrients and, you know, how much I needed to be consuming to build muscle, right? I was not being informed that I needed to get smaller and eat 1,200 calories. I knew that's not what I wanted. That is when I discovered that I was eating like a freaking bird and trying to train like an ox. Those do not go together. If you have ever tried, you will fail. I started eating more Taco Del Mar Grande burritos. I felt 100% better and actually made gains in the gym. It was like a revelation to me. I needed to eat more. Yes. Quality matters. And nutrition is so intensely multifaceted and out of my wheelhouse, but I know you need to consume enough of the right calories for your body to function under the demands that you put on it. Whether that's training 6 days a week or 2 days a week, whether that's high intensity or low intensity, you need to make sure that you are consuming enough calories for your goals and not under eating. With getting enough fuel for your needs comes drinking enough water. I know that you've had a workout where you're dehydrated and it feels literally terrible, like you're gasping for air and your muscles are cramping. If that's just me, maybe it is. I have definitely experienced it and it's no good. It is also very preventable. Fam, drink water. Get a water bottle that you love. Take it with you. Everywhere. We were constantly buying gallons of water during our world travels. They don't serve you water at your table in most places. You have to ask for it. You also can't drink the tap water in most places. In fact, I remember when, this is going to be a tangent, I remember when we had been awake for 36 hours on our 4 connecting flights home from Morocco, when our drone was confiscated in Morocco, and we had finally arrived in Salt Lake City. And oh my gosh, if you have never flown in to Salt Lake City at sunset, it is absolutely breathtaking. I just need to be going back there at some point. Anyway, we sat down at a restaurant at the Salt Lake City airport, and right after we sat down, they brought us 2 massive glasses of water for free, and I literally started laughing out loud. Nate was looking at me like I had lost it, but this was obviously due to a lack of sleep and also total culture shock in coming back into the States, but just delicious, clean, cold water for everyone for free. No big deal. It was something I had not experienced for 367 days, and it just got me good. So drink your water. You're largely made from water. I feel like we all mostly know that information. Your body likes it when you're hydrated, okay? And it's very hard to drink too much water. So please do not use your fear of drinking too much water stop you from trying to drink enough water. Let's be realistic, please. Get enough fuel. You can track your fuel. You can use your body's information to you. You know, if you're tired all the time or if you're hungry all the time, those are things that you can play with. I'm not a registered dietitian. I don't consult people for nutrition. Working Against Gravity is who I send people to. I will link them in the show notes if you are interested in tracking your nutrition and kind of honing in on that and making sure that you are eating enough. They have a lot of different plans. They're what I consider to be affordable, and they are not everybody has to use macros. They really help you find what's going to be best with your relationship and food as well as your training goals. So Working Against Gravity is amazing. I will leave it at that. Moving on to the last health factor and possibly the most complex, I'll say. And that is stress management. This one has levels to it, as I'm sure you can imagine, and I'm sure you've experienced. I want to start by saying that different types of workouts cause stress to your body. They require you to recover and come back stronger, and that requires work from your body, work as in recovery from your body. I look at stress as total stress to your body, relationship stress, work stress, not getting enough fuel and water stress, intense workouts, anything that would be non-restorative for a workout is going to cause stress to your body. Financial stress, being sick or fighting off a sickness is a stress to your body. You know, having your immune system have to function at a higher state. Decision-making overwhelm is absolutely a stress. All of those things constitute stress. Right? Those are all stress. They count as stress. Getting a lack of sleep causes stress. So when we look at our workouts and the weights that we are using, for example, some weeks feel amazing and others feel like crap. Well, when we are tracking and managing at least some areas of our stress, we can use that data to see trends for why our workouts might be feeling the way that they are. I ask my one-on-one clients how their week ahead looks, so the upcoming week. If they know it's going to be a week with high stress and stress that they have no control over, they might go into the lifts with the intent of following the program as planned, but with the backup plan of knowing that they can lower weights or decrease volume or take more rest if they need to, based on the stress levels that they're feeling from outside of the workout. We're not training for the CrossFit Games here. We're looking to enjoy our time in the gym, to learn about our bodies, and to create consistency and longevity. Or that at least is what I am here for and my clients are here for. So stress management starts with awareness. You can't manage something if you can't see or understand it first, right? We all have a stress threshold. And it's beneficial for many reasons to take the time to know your own and to work on that. For instance, when my overall stress gets too high, I start to get a cold, I get sick, and my low back aches. Even if I haven't injured it or haven't even lifted weights, that's just how my stress manifests itself physically in my body. It can be stress from life, work, too much overwhelm, just too much training with not enough recovery, a lack of sleep. All of those things for me personally will show up as sickness or back pain. Sometimes my left eye twitches as well. So I know my warning signs. Ideally, I can take weekly assessment of my stress levels and prevent as much as I can that is within my control. I really think that's how we remain healthy and in a consistent spot with training in the results that we want to get from our training. We have to be aware of those stress levels. And I always go back to training because that's, you know, what I work firsthand with in my own life and my clients. So if you're not keeping tabs on your stress in any way, shape, or form, I encourage you to take even just one day per week. Maybe it's on Fridays, maybe it's on Sundays, maybe it's on Monday, to check in with yourself. Where is your brain at? How was last week? You know, where did you succeed? Give yourself praise for that. Where did you feel like you could have done better, right? We could have made better decisions. How much sleep did you get? I hope that you're tracking your sleep in some way. How was your food and water intake? Anything big happen worth noting, whether it was in your control or not? It could be good, it could be bad. And then how does this week ahead look? And what is one thing we can do better this week from last week? Right? You're really just answering some super simple questions just to gain some awareness, gain some data around your stress. Simple questions that can take 20 minutes to an hour to fill out, depending on the time that you want to devote to them, but they give you invaluable feedback about your life, your stress, your goals, and how to manage those more effectively. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, if you weren't tracking any of these before this podcast, I hope that you start tracking at least one of them this week. Be a student of yourself, of your body, your mind, and all that is your health, sleep, get your fuel and water, manage your stress. These are three factors of your health that can have a huge impact and carry over into all areas of your life. I really do think that from my own experience and from being in this industry for 10 years now, which is crazy to think about. If you found value here today or find value here weekly, please head over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, give your girl 5 stars and leave a review. It is how the show gets in front of more people. I am not asking you to leave reviews for praise, you guys. Although when I do read them, they are so heartfelt and so honest and make me feel so good. It is amazing to read them. But the point is that that is how I gain traction. That is how I get in front of more people. And that is why I ask you guys for those reviews and the 5 stars. It's a really big deal. So thank you guys so much. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning in to the FitzPro Podcast.